Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight. It's great to have our students sitting here in the front to support Jonathan and the other students and the other adults who went to Inez. And tonight, as you know, that's what tonight is about. We're going to hear, hopefully, from most of the people who went. We're having some technical difficulties. Not sure if the slideshow is going to work, but maybe a little bit later that'll get working. You can see some photos. But I want to pray for us to begin the service, and then I'm going to turn it over to Vicki and the Inez team, okay? So let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come back tonight to hear about how you worked in and through our mission team this week in Inez. Thank you, Father, for those that went, for those that served, for those who gave up their time and being away from their families and their jobs. And God, we are just grateful for safe travels for the group and for all the work that was able to be accomplished this past week. And Father, just speak through those who share tonight, and may you just encourage us through those who speak. And we ask all these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. All right, Vicki, come on up.
Well, first off, if you haven't heard of Haven of Rest, Haven of Rest was started as a ministry to families that come to visit inmates at the penitentiary there that was just up the road from us. It took 3 days for Shannon to spot it. She said, "What penitentiary? Where's it at?" But we passed it every day as we went out. They started it as that, and then it has kind of evolved into more than that. They host mission teams, retreats, different activities. WMU has a lot of things going on down there. They even have a weekend in June it's called Grandparents Weekend, where you can take your grandchild and you do mission projects during the week. So hopefully next year I'm planning on taking my daughter there for that. We didn't really choose that this year. We were going to go to the Gap and do our normal thing there, and we couldn't get the dates. You have to kind of book way in advance to get weeks there, and the dates they had were not going to work for us. So we just kind of said, well, let's see about this. And so we, kind of went in, like, didn't have a lot of time to pick out projects and do things, but we came up with a construction project and backyard Bible clubs, and Wanda and Judy will tell us more about what they did at the Heavenly Treasures thrift store. Actually, the thrift store funds most of the stuff done at Haven of Rest. That's how they kind of have some money coming in. Joyce Scroggs is the director there. Her and her husband have been there for several years. He passed away about 2 years ago. And she said, everybody asked her, well, are you going to leave now? And she said, why would I? And so she has stayed and has directed that. And I'm sure there are times that she probably gets a little lonely on that hill by herself. But she loves the Lord. She loves what she does there. I will have to say it was a very special week for us. One of the things I wrote down was that mission trips are not totally about what we do for others, though we do some services and share the gospel. I found that we also receive a chance to truly be what the church is in Acts 2. And that's what I felt like we were this week. We were the church in Acts 2. Mission trips can be a chance to do something for ourselves as well as others. We can build relationships with those we are serving with, and we become connected in a different way. And relationships are very important as disciples. I have got to say that one of the highlights of my week was the youth that were there. I totally enjoyed being with these guys. They step up and do whatever. They're the first to volunteer for devotions. They were the most giving. We took up a love offering for Miss Joyce before we left, and they were the most giving. They were the first ones to hand out the money. And being with them and knowing that, they were happy. I'm not saying we were happy all the time. We had moments, but we we won't go there. But I did find out one thing. If two boys tell you they've cleaned their room and they've turned in their key, you always go and get the key and go back and check the room, because we couldn't understand how they cleaned when all the cleaning supplies were still locked up. So we go back. I have to go back to the room, and some people need to learn how to make a bed. You know, just put a bedspread on it. But we had a great time. And I'm going to ask, kind of like, I don't know which of the youth wants to speak, that we were kind of involved in different projects. Olivia and Logan, Shannon and I, and Robert were involved in backyard Bible clubs. We did two of those a day. And hopefully Logan will tell a little bit about that, some of this stuff. What I did, I listened to the Brazil thing, and we're talking about kids wanting attention. You ain't seen nothing yet. kids everywhere are in that same boat. Then Wanda and Judy, they worked the thrift store all week. Jonathan, Yair, Bill, JC and Stephen came down one day to help. They built a ramp and did a lot of other stuff, and they will tell you about that too. So I'm just going to ask them to come up and talk a little bit about their week. Olivia says she's not. I even tried to get Olivia and Logan to do the skits. We did skits at Backyard Bible Club, and I wanted them to do one of them for you all tonight, but Olivia says she can't do it. You all are not 6 and 8 year olds, so therefore she won't get up in front of you and do this. Logan's all for it, but they don't want to. he said he could do it by himself, but I thought it wouldn't make as much sense that way. So I think what I'll do is I'll ask, Yair is anxious to speak. I'm going to let him come up and tell you a little about what he encountered this week doing construction work.
The first thing I want to say is that penitentiary, I thought it was an airport for the first 2 days, because the sign, when you turn onto it, says airport, and I was like, oh, that's a cool watchtower. And then 2 days later, I hear from Olivia, and she was like, yeah, that's a state penitentiary. And I was like, well, never mind. I can most definitely say that I've worked the hardest there that I've ever have, and it was a lot of fun. And it was a little change of pace for me, because I usually work for myself. I usually work for my paycheck. And I don't know, working for other people and to try to better their lives and make it easier for them kind of gave me a little bit more motivation. And I can certainly say the same about the others who were there. We all work really hard, and we sweat half our body weight each day from the heat and the humidity, and just worrying about the snakes as well. We got a ramp done in a day. We had some little problems here and there, but we got through them. Probably the most difficult thing we did there was the swing set. It was plastic, and I remember me and Bill were over there just trying our best, and Johnny was over there about to throw it up the hill near the house, because every time he'd try to move it to get the bolt through it, it'd shift back halfway through it, and it'd mess it up, and it'd... awful. We were getting eaten up by flies and mosquitoes and everything you can think of while we were there as well. And then the last day was probably one of the toughest. We had a weed eat and mow 5 acres. So me and Bill started off pressure washing. That's what it is. These two swing sets, and that's probably one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done, because you just pass by the beams and like the wood just looks a whole different shade of color than it was before. And me and Bill felt pretty good, because it was 90-95, and the water just bounces back and it hits us and it just cools us off, and it's probably one of the best feelings ever. And then the hard part gets to it, and I go over there to Johnny. I was like, yeah, Johnny, I'm getting this ladder so we can get to the top of it, because Bill isn't tall enough and I'm not getting on the ladders and reaching up there. So I'm getting this, and he's like, well, just don't worry about that. Get the weeder and start weed eating. I was like, that sounds great. It's probably one of the best moments I had there. And it was a long day. Let's just put it that way. So that's what I have to say as my little
I just need to make this clear, though. I was not just standing around directing. The whole time they were pressure washing, I was sitting on a riding mower with two front tires that were flat, going 2 mile an hour trying to mow 5 acres. So it was interesting. But I would say for me, and something I got a chance to talk with them about, this is my heart's, I love mission work. I love sharing the gospel. I love getting out, helping people, serving. And it's kind of right in my alley. It doesn't matter how hot it is, whatever. I go to work. But one of the interesting parts with this, and we were just talking about, we get down there, Bill and I go Monday morning. We went up to the gentleman. Do you remember, what was his name again? My apologies. Do you remember? Mac, yeah. Well, he suffers from COPD, and he doesn't get around well. He's on oxygen, I think, 100% of the time, if I'm not mistaken. He's constantly having to wear it around. And he has two porches, and I've got pictures. And like I said, if you want to see them later, if we can't get this to work, that's fine. But I've got pictures of everything. If we look on Facebook, I've already posted some on Facebook on the church web, on a church Facebook page. But so we get there, and we're looking at this, and we're figuring out how to do this. And, we're even scared to step on half of these porches because you step on them, and they're probably, the step would bow about 3 to 4 inches on each one of them. You're kind of like, oh, boy, I'm going to go through this one. But what was interesting, we got looking at it. It's like, well, we'll just take this one out. And the guy was out there talking to us, and he said, well, I had a gentleman come and put these together and put them in there. And I think the hardest part out of the whole thing was trying to remove that little bitty porch from the house, because there was like 4,000 screws in like a small 8-foot area. And but the interesting part was fun, though, because the fact of it is when we got looking at it, we saw we had to raise this up by 7 inches to get it flush with the floor so the gentleman can get his electric wheelchair into the house, because he's never been able to have it in his house. So we get working. Bill and I start, we go and order materials and stuff, and they let us to keep it there. We can just go pick it up in the morning when we start. And so we go over to Vicky's brother with the famous swing set here. And so everything was going good. It's hot. No big deal. Sweat bees were having a field day with me that day. It was funny. He's talking about this slide. So we get all this swing set done, and there's a little bitty plastic slide. And I'm like, well, how hard could it be to put this thing together? Extremely. It was funny. We're sitting there working, and I would try to turn it to line everything up to get the bolt in there, and I'd turn it one way, and another part would go this way, another part would go this way, and I had to stop and take a few deep breaths, and I remember Yair looking at me, he goes, you really aggravated, aren't you? I said, I'm very aggravated right now. And I said, you see this hill up here? It goes up because his yard's flat, and the hill goes up like at the mountain. I said, I may have to send you about halfway up this mountain to go catch this thing when I throw it, but it was just fun, though. Just the fact it's hot. But just having a chance, I think that's the most time I spent with Bill and Yair down there. But just seeing them, their patience, their patience rubbed off on me on that one, of course. It was really interesting and pretty cool about it. And then we get down there to the gentleman, to Mac's house, to start working on his ramp. And we had to build a landing. It wasn't a small ramp. It was about 12 foot. The ramp was about 10 foot, and then the landing was another, no, be 15 foot. Sorry, long. And he was asking, so, well, just make sure we need to make that where I can get my electric wheelchair up and down. And I said, well, we'll do the best we can with this, because we only had something very limited on room with the way it was. And one of the things we was worried about with that was, well, we're not going to have enough lumber. So we sent back. And Bill, how many times do you end up going back? Like three, four times to the lumber yard? Fortunately, the lumber yard was about 10 foot away, felt like, but it was a quarter mile away. But it's always fun to sit down when you get an opportunity to work in something like that, especially you got guys that enjoy doing that kind of thing. Just listen to them talk with each other and listen to them working together. And one thing I noticed with this is the fact that everybody there was kind of like on the same page. There's really not a whole lot of saying, you go do this, you go do this, you take care of this. It's just, it's already there and done. And just seeing how everything worked together. And I remember we got done, and I knocked on the door to let Mike know that it was finished and he can come out and take a look at it. And he looks at it, and he's just sitting there looking at it, and he goes, I like it. I'm like, well, I hope so. It's already here. And he started laughing. He says, I like it. And he started walking up and down a little bit. And then he has this dog. It's a Wammerreiner, I think is what they call it. Big gray dog. Scary to death if you first see it, but it's nice as can be. He says, well, I think it's a keeper. I'm like, well, I hope so. We just built this thing. I hope it's a keeper. And next thing you know, the dog goes up there and lays down on the landing right beside the door and just chills in the cool. And he's like, yep, it's a keeper. The dog likes it. So, okay, we're good. But it was, like I said, enjoyed it. It was a long day. I think it started about, took about 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours for us to get that done. But it was very much a blessing because the cool part is, and one of the things I admire is Vicky gave us all when we got there these little books. It's the Book of John. And her challenge was for each one of us is to hand one to somebody we come in contact with to have the opportunity to share the gospel with. And I know with the VBS and things, I got a chance to share the with the kids and I think a few of the parents. For us, we didn't really see a whole lot of people. But the beauty of it is Bill jumped all over it. Mac was there, and I remember Mac said something about his beliefs to Bill a little bit and was talking about, he feels like there's more than one way to get to heaven. He says he believes in Christ, but he just feels like you can get to heaven in other ways. And Bill was very awesome about it. We talked to him and explained, gave him some scripture and everything and gave him the book and had a chance to talk with him. And for me, I was just thinking about this too while I was down there, we don't know necessarily the choice that he's going to make or what's done, but our job there is to plant a seed. And our job there is to share the gospel and be intentional about it. And seeing the opportunity to do that, and we don't know what Mac's going to do. We don't know if he's going to go back to his Bible and read the Bible a little bit more, really seek God in his life a little bit more. But the thing is, that's what we're there for. We're there to share the gospel. We're down there to serve people, to love people, and to be able to take time for them and take time to show them Christ. And I admire that. And I want to say thank you to JC and Stephen for coming down as well. I mean, they spent that whole day there working with us, and they really had no idea what they were getting into when they got down there, really. But the help was incredible. And like I said, I was just impressed with all the men. Everybody was involved in those projects. I was impressed with the students. Going down there as their youth pastor, I mean, I know what they're capable of. But I also know what their fears are at the same time. And seeing some of them, I was kind of worried at first. I'm like, well, I want to do this. Well, at first I was like, a little hesitant on some things. But then to see them, like, nothing mattered. It's like, all right, we're going to go do this. Let's go. Whatever it might be. And just seeing them get up there and jump out there. I mean, some of the kids I know were trying to hurt them. That they was working with the VBS. They was messing with them. And they were very polite about it. But at the same time, trying to lead them in the right direction. They were sharing the gospel, playing games with them. I know Yair, like I said, he sweats his body weight. It's not that much. I sweat mine is something else. But, he worked. And like I said, I knew he worked. I knew he didn't mind work, but this young man right here works. So, he put it all out there. And the funny part is when we went down there, when I got down there, I was talking to Joyce. She says, yeah, we've hired them to mow and everything like that. They charge us this much. And I'm like, how in the world are they making money for that much? But they've been doing it and everything like that. And Wednesday night, she is in there. She comes to me, she goes, would y'all mind mowing? I'm like, didn't you just say you hired some? Well, they're not going to be able to make it. And it was needing mowing. They're not going to be able to make it. So would y'all? I said, no, that's fine. No problem at all. And I remember that morning getting out there, and I said, all right, Joyce, show me where's all this we need to mow? And she just starts pointing like this. And I'm sitting like, oh, my word. That's a lot of mowing. But the cool part is, and it amazed me, Bill was working on this pressure washing, and like I said, and I mean, Bill's incredible, by the way, if y'all didn't know that already. But just for his heart and for love for the students and just watching him, he's a great mentor for the students as well. And all the adults are. I'm not trying to leave anybody out, but all y'all adults are very, very great mentors for these students. And he was pressure washing, and like I said, Yair told a story. I asked him, man, if we want to get done with this today, we need to, if you don't mind going, jump on the weed eating. I said, I'll catch up. Once I get done mowing this part, I'll grab one and I'll help you out. The next thing you know, I get done mowing, I go to grab a weed eater. He's already all over the place weed eating like crazy. Then they had to mow, then I had to mow their driveway. I've never done that before. Apparently they've allowed where grass has got up in through the gravel and everything. Problem is the driveway's like this, and I had to push mow it. Yeah, that was miserable, but it was good. It was awesome. But like I said, once again, just going in the fact that it's not about us. It wasn't about us from the get-go. It was about serving and helping the community out and helping out any way we can. We really had a lot of service stuff. I wouldn't say we didn't have a lot of opportunity on the actual missions of sharing the gospel with people, but I think we paid it. With Joyce helped her out a lot with just giving our time to keep their place, their facility there looking nice and helping her out. Definitely helping out with Mike and over there with the ramp. I mean, it's amazing. And I have to agree with Vicky. My favorite part by far of the whole week was the evenings when we did a devotion. I know Robert did one the first night. It was Robert, Monday night. And he comes up to me and says, well, I don't know how long this is going to be. I said, just say what you got to say. And it lasted about 10 minutes, I think. The next thing I know, we get in a discussion about it. And an hour and a half later, we're still discussing. And Robert stands up and goes, hey, we got to pray to close this thing at some point in time. Because we're just sitting there talking on and on and on about it. But just to see the students jump into the devotions and, I mean, sharing their opinion, but at the same time backing it up with the gospel and what the scripture says, I was impressed. I know the adults were impressed. I've talked to them a lot about that, about this. And, you know, it says a lot to have students that are willing to share the gospel, at least, and know the gospel, to be able to share with other people. Many times we see a lot of churches and a lot of youth programs, and you do the fun things, but how much discipling is actually going on? And for me to see this, it encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing. And like I said, thank you, students, for going. Adults, leaders, thank you so much for inviting us to helping us be a part of it. Thanks.
Well, it was a great week. I thought working with all the people I work with, especially the youth, Yair was a great partner. I thought we made a great team working together. Monday, Jonathan said, we worked out on that at Tom's house, Vicky's brother, you know, putting that swing set together. And I guess the first part where we actually put the assembly together didn't take any time at all. It seemed like it was, you know, went pretty quick. But when we got to the slide, it seemed like it went on and on and on and on. And we were getting more frustrated as time went on because it wasn't fitting together like it should. And plus it was hot, and as he said, and the sweat bees were everywhere and just eating us up. So we finally got it finished, though, and that was the main thing. And to see Vicky's granddaughter come out and sit in one of the swings and play, and she really enjoyed it, and that made it all worthwhile. Tuesday was a busy day for us because we've worked on the ramp for Mac, and I was really glad that J.C. Stephen came because we would have been there another day or so if they had not come, because really it was a bigger job than we anticipated, I think. And his Yair said that porch that we took out, and then we replaced it with a landing, yeah. And that took a while we had to constantly measure, remeasure to get it right, and it still wasn't plumb. But it worked out just fine because we were able to build the ramp itself at an angle, and it worked out great, and he really liked it. Mac did so, but we couldn't have done it without Stephen and JC. We were glad they were there because we'd have been there another day if they hadn't come. So, I enjoyed, as Jonathan said, the youth doing the devotions, and they did three of them, I guess, didn't they? And they were all really, I'm just impressed with them all. The maturity they showed and the depth of knowledge they had, I thought was and I got to know them. Got to know Yair very well, and got to know some of the others that were there too, and that was really good. And, you know, the discussions that we had after the devotions, we spent an hour or two at least discussing, and it was all church related. It wasn't, it was all religion based, really. So, you know, we got into some really in-depth discussions, and the youth participated in it. And I felt like kind of that was a highlight of trip too, because we had such good discussions. So that impressed me, the fact that they all worked so hard, and you didn't have to tell them to do this or that. They just went in and did it. You didn't have to really prod them along, because they were there to and they did it without question. Thursday, of course, was a long day. And I know Jonathan, it had to be long for him because he did all the mowing. And the riding mower that he had was, I was glad he was on it, not me, because it would jump and I don't know how he controlled it, to be honest. I'm glad he was on it, not myself, because I've ridden lawn riding mowers, but not one that like that. But we had basically 5 acres or so to mow, so that was quite a bit. And it seemed like 10 after we looked at the whole facility. I guess one other thing that I want to take from that and to share with you was Joyce. Here's a lady who lost her husband 2 or 3 years earlier and lives there by herself and does everything at the Haven of Rest. She's responsible for taking care of that place, basically. And you could tell she loves the Lord. I just, if you don't listen to her talk just a few minutes, I mean, she's really a faithful servant. And we saw that throughout. Very, very kind person, very compassionate person. And I was so impressed with her and what she does down there. One person does all this, and you know, that's a lot to handle. And it was just a very meaningful experience for me, and I'm glad I went. I think we will go there again, from what we've talked about and discussed. And thank you, church, for letting us go.
Just real quick, and before I forget this, I know I will. If y'all have never had a chance to go to a place like this, or have an opportunity to go with Wanda and Bill and Vicky and Judy and all them, take an opportunity to next year, some other time when we go to one of these places. I'm going to tell you this. You think about camp, you know, you talking about camp food? No. Them ladies can cook. I've been to many a camp, but it's not a camp. It's a mission trip, but they took care of us. I mean, we get there. One night we had all kinds of different tacos all set up. One other night they had cooked ham with mashed potatoes and green beans and baked beans, I mean, just about everything you think of, and fruit, and all this. So we ate well. I'm not going to lie, we ate well. I said, as much as I sweat, I don't think I lost anything, because dinner. Yeah, the dinner. But I don't want to forget that. They put in a lot of work just to take care of us. And, you know, and that's, I appreciate them for that. And, I mean, it was an amazing, amazing week. Right now, I think Logan was involved with the and we got Olivia there. Ooh, got her on the spot. But if you don't want to, that's okay. But Logan's gonna speak. Logan actually had a chance to work. He worked with the Backyard Bible Clubs. So, come on up.
I did a Backyard Bible group, and it was basically just a spinoff of VBS. And what we did, the first day, we had two kids at the first place, and then we went to the second place, which only had one kid. And the second day, we had three kids at the first, and then five at the next. And then progressively, just the numbers just got lower and lower. And then on the very last day, Thursday, one kid got really mad and he left, so that our numbers really tanked then. So we did these skits that I really wanted to do today, but, you know, things happen. What we did there was we went out in these neighborhoods, like these apartment complexes, and we went out and said, do you want to come to this backyard Bible study? And we went out, and we were scared. I was especially, because I don't know these people, and it's in Eastern Kentucky, so anything can happen. And so there were some points where we would play a rock, paper, scissors just to see who was going to with a house, because I was too scared. When we got to this church, and we had it worse than the construction people, because, you know, we just sat in a room with air conditioning all day. It was awful. So what we did skits, like I said before, but we also played games, and we had these Bible studies about creation, and then about how Jesus loved us, and about how much God loves us. And one of the highlights of the trip was on the last day, like Jonathan said earlier, Vicky gave us all books of John books. And when we were getting ready to leave the first place, I mean, I was talking to one of the kids. He was 8 years old, and I didn't know that, because I didn't really do much. Like, I did some, but, like, I didn't, like, talk to people. I wasn't really active. And I didn't know that people were watching me like they were, because they didn't want, like, me to leave, and they didn't want, like, us to leave. And so I was talking to the little boy, and he said, like, I really don't want you all to leave. I'm like, and I felt like the Holy Spirit coming in, like, you got to do something, like, got to give him something to go on. And so we took him back to our van, and we had a white box full of Book of John's, and I gave him this, and I'm like, you have a little brother who's 7 years old. He's looking up to you just like you looked up to us. And I'm not saying that you have to do it all, but this book can help you kind of figure it all out. And that was kind of one of the highlights of my trips. And then we went to Best Save-A-Lot, because Walmart wouldn't allow us to preach out there. And we just sat out there, and we passed out little pamphlets saying Jesus loves. And I never knew people could be so rude, because I was trying to talk to this one guy. He just looked dead ahead. He seen us. I know he did. And he was just walking out. And then I was like, hey, sir. It's like, I'm busy. And just walked on. And I've never been rejected that fast before. And it was really amazing. Like, I was impressed. The biggest highlight, I think, for all of us that we can say, is the devotions, because I ended up doing one. Yair did one the same night, and Robert did one, and everyone kind of did one. And the discussions that we had was, because I was thinking it was going to be just like youth, you know, he brings up a topic, then we kind of talk about it, he throws a curveball that we don't answer, and, you know, we go on like that. But it was, we actually talked about it, and we got into these discussions that lasted an hour and two. And, you know, just the fact that, you know, you have all these role models that you can look up to, because the people that we were with, the people we worked with, you know, they're great Christian leaders, and they're really good role models. And the thing that really got to me was when, on the last night, no, I forget who it was, I think it was Wanda or it was Judy, and they said that they've learned stuff from us. Actually, it was Vicky. They learned from us, too. And just the fact that I had a little kid who said they looked up to me, and then I had older people who said they look up to me, really kind of just putting in the place that in my faith, I have the ability to go and I have to be able to reach people. And that's kind of what I learned. That's kind of what I learned from this trip. And, you know, that was just amazing. I'm thankful for going.
I don't like you, Mom. So, I was with Miss Vicky and Logan and Robert and Shannon for the whole week. It was great. I learned, we didn't have that many kids, which was a bummer, but the ones who did come, I really hope that they got to learn something. But I roomed with Lila Cooper. She's not here today, but yeah, I haven't really talked to Lila before, and so getting to room with her was really great. So basically what we did was Monday we went and we had like little skits prepared and I don't know, we didn't really do a lot until, I mean we did quite a bit. And then we went to another apartment complex and we only had one kid for like 2 days, I think, 1 or 2 days. And then he brought little friends and the last day we had about 4 kids at this last apartment complex. And you know, you gotta have some entertainment. So we had a little rough day that day on Thursday, but it's cool. He stormed out and, you know, all's good. But the first apartment complex on our last day, little boy walks up to me and he reaches for my hand. I think he's going to take my hand and hold it. And no, he grabs my finger and twists it back. And I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Trying to break your finger." "Why?" He said, "Because it's funny." So I just like turned his head and I was like, "Go home. You've upset me." So then I get in the van. I'm like, "I'm ready to go." And then we sat out at Save-A-Lot, which that was an experience. I don't understand. They would never take any bags of trail mix from me, but you got a grown man named Robert over here who's passing them out like candy. But they won't take any from 15-year-olds. I don't understand that. Or like it's plastic bags from a stranger, and you're taking it from a grown man, but you won't take it from a 15-year-old. There's something wrong with that picture. Yeah, and then Logan got rejected, and then we got... The little manager person walks up and she's like, "Y'all can't be up here past this line. We don't even like Girl Scouts, so you need to skip." Okay, so we left. But it was a great, great week, and I'm really glad I got to go, and I really can't wait to go next year with everybody, and I hope more people get to go because it's a lot of fun, and the place where we were, we had 13 elk in our backyard, like almost every day almost. It was quite a bit of elk, and it was really pretty, and the lady was super sweet. I really like her a lot. She was funny. And the food was great. And I hope y'all get to go next time. Mother, you're welcome.
We do have the best group of youth in all 50 states, bar none. They were awesome. First of all, and you know I'm going to cry, so just don't even say no. Well, she's going to cry. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, honey. But I do want to thank Jonathan and Vicky and Bill and Wanda for all the work they put in to prepare for this because people have no idea what all goes on in preparation for these trips. And they put in so much work. I mean, they went up there a couple of times to check out the ramp site. They went up to check out Haven Rest and everything that was involved with it. So a special thanks to them for all the work they put into it and all the food they bought. And, of course, you all know I'm not much of a cook. Just ask Sis, she'll tell you. But we really did have really good meals thanks to Wanda. And I just helped whatever she wanted me to do. That's what I did, and it worked out perfect. But, you know, anyway, they were talking about Joyce, the lady that runs it, and she is so spirit-filled. And she ate dinner with us every night because being there by herself all the time, she, you know, jumped right in and sat down and ate with us. And, you know, she was just a very, very special lady. And the lady that we work with, or the place we worked, and this was Lila and Wanda and I, was a thrift store. And she had told us, we're getting ready next week to have a back-to-school sale for the kids that are coming in of all the surrounding, you know, parents in the surrounding county. So we thought, great, you know, we'll get to put out all these clothes and these kids' clothes and size them and stack them. So we said, great, you know, where are they? And she opened this door that wasn't air-conditioned back there, but she opened this door, and the room was at least half the size of the sanctuary, maybe almost as big. And there were boxes and bags probably 6-7 feet high. So we went through totes and bags just one after another. And, you know, when you talk about the people down there, I would say 90% of those that came in were already believers in Christ. But for them to come in that aren't, then you can say, isn't Jesus wonderful? And some of them will just look at you. Well, that's when your door's open. To talk to them, to share with them, to let them know that Christ is everything. And those that come in, you know, there was one lady that came in and she'd been really concerned about her daughter. She knew that she was into something, but she wasn't real sure what. So we talked about the power of prayer, and she was a believer, but also said, you know how it is with families. It's really hard to talk to those that are right in the middle of something because they don't want to listen. And I knew exactly what she was talking about. And, you know, we shared about the power of prayer and how God already has the answer to whatever's going on. And that's where our faith is tested. But it was so wonderful to be able to talk. And there was a little boy that came in with his mother. He was probably 7-8 years old. And so he saw this picture, and it had the picture of Jesus on it. And he said, Mom, here's a picture of Jesus. And she said, yeah, you remember last night when we were talking to him. And he said, yeah, because there was somebody or something in the kitchen, and I was afraid to go in there. So me and you, Mama, just prayed to Jesus all the way to the kitchen. And he was the cutest thing. He was so precious. And you could tell that she had really talked to him. And I had shared this, you know, with other people. Do we talk to our children and grandchildren about Jesus? Do we let them know the importance of the power that he has in our lives? You know, do we share the gospel with people that are lost? And these are some of the things we talked about in devotion. And it was wonderful. You would be amazed at what these youth know. They know and understand more about the Bible than I ever did at their age, ever. They can break down the scripture. We talked about it, and they would talk about the difference their life was at home since they had given their lives to Christ. They talked about the relationship with their families since they had given their life to Christ. You know, there was just so much that I learned from them, and to be able to share with them was such a privilege. You know, and I'm sure the first night that we, you know, the first night we got there, that they were saying, boy, Miss Judy is bossy. I know she is bossy. Because we ate, and then I looked in there on the little dining area where we're eating, And there were still glasses on the tables. And I said, now, guys, you all need to clean your plates off. I'm going to clean your tables off every night. Didn't I not say this, guys? Clean your tables off every night. Bring your dishes in here. And here's a great big sign that says, all of the dishes go in the dishwasher. Well, they made it to the counter, so I was pleased with that. I didn't go any further, guys. You are lucky. Woo, honey, are you all lucky? But they were awesome. Anything you ask them to do, they would jump in and do it. You know, the people that they met and the people that we met, especially, you know, at the thrift store, were such a joy to be around because, you know, one lady was talking to me about how three generations of her family had worked for the coal mines, and the mines had shut down. So there were three generations in her family that were without work. So they, and then they were looking forward to, you know, the thrift store sale for the kids that were going back to school. And Joyce had decided that each child that comes in, and it said, they had flyers, and it said, when you bring your children, I mean, when you come, bring your children, because they will all get one free outfit and a pair of shoes. And, of course, they were thrilled with that, too, the fact that, you know, Joyce had set it all up, that she had thought about them and their children going back to school, knowing that there was very little money that they would have to buy things for these kids. But, you know, to share the gospel is what we are commanded to do. To share the gospel is a privilege for us to do. And it's such a joy when you see people's eyes light up and they will say to you, it is so nice to talk to somebody that's happy. Because down there, there's not a lot of happiness. So to be able to share a smile or a hug or tell them how much God loves them, tell them that we love them, is worth it all. So.
You've heard all that took place. I've decided it doesn't really matter what we do on a mission trip. What matters is that we serve. I really wanted to get up and say, you know, we ought to encourage Jonathan. I was so impressed with when we had devotions. You've heard us talk about that. When we had devotions, anything that came up, he always went back to Scripture to answer questions. His work ethic was really good, is really good. After doing all that physical work each day, we'd have devotions, and then he'd still have time to have some fun time with the kids. One night, I think he stayed up till 1 o'clock. Brag on my husband a little bit. You've heard them talk about how hard and long Thursday was, but he, after he'd finished, he came in, and we were going to have grilled hamburgers and hot dogs. He said Jonathan had worked too hard. He wasn't having Jonathan do that. So he grilled hot dogs for 11 people or 12. Hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm going to just encourage you all to think about going on a mission trip, because one of the benefits is relationship building. And Judy talked about people that we would come in contact with in the store. Well, you might just have 2 minutes to talk with that person but you make an impression, either a good one or a bad one. There's relationship building with the director, Joyce, and she's amazing. There's relationship building with the small group that you work with. There's also relationship building with the total group. And I'd like to encourage all of you to think about going on a mission trip. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't go to the prison, needless to say. I just want to close out by saying, I know Shannon, she refuses to get up here. But there's something that she said the other night. Yeah, me and Judy and Shannon roomed together. There was three of us in there. And I would always be the first one up. We had a little issue with the hot water there, though. That was the biggest challenge until we finally found out how you had to do it. You had to turn on your bathroom sink in order to have hot water in the shower. You had to leave the sink running so you would have water in the shower. The first shower I took was a cold shower because I didn't know the trick. So then we figured out how you had to do it. But, you know, the VB, like our backyard Bible clubs, no, they weren't well attended. But I always said, God put there who he wanted there. Those kids, at the second place we went to in the afternoon, because we've learned a lesson, you don't do them in the morning in Eastern Kentucky because nobody gets up. So you just do afternoons. But this one family, the mother came and she brought her three little boys. They had, you know, we played games. They loved throwing the beanbag into the Frisbees to get prizes. They loved that. We went through, like, all kinds of suckers. And all the kids had sugar highs when we left. But I was talking to, you know, the kids came in that Wednesday night. And we're going to church tonight, 6 o'clock. You know, they were talking about going to church that night. And so I asked the mother, you know, where they went to church. And it was one of the churches there in Prestonsburg, Allen Baptist Church. So the second day she was there, and she was reading a book by Joyce Meyer called Battlefield of the Mind, and I was over there talking to her, and I asked her how long they'd been going to Allen Baptist, and she said, well, the kids have been going 3 years. I've been going 1. Which says to me that if we want to reach the adults, we have to reach the children first. The kids have been going to church. Apparently somebody had been taking them to church. Now she's involved in church. And I wish I could have had more time to talk to her. Seemed like a very sweet person. And we did have issues with kids. You know, they're kids. But I did tell my grandkids when I came back, I will never complain about your behavior again. It's like these kids were something else. But Jonathan, on Thursday night before we left, he asked a question during devotion. What, you know, we were talking about coming back, being on a spiritual high while you're there, and when you come back, and how can you keep that going, and, you know, what's your biggest fear when you come back? And Shannon said that nothing changes. That's your biggest fear, that nothing has changed for you. And that when you get back, you just get back into that same routine. I'm praying we don't. After the discussions this group has had and this week and things, there is nothing we did there that we cannot do here. Not a thing. And if we get 30 days ahead of time, we can stand at Walmart and hand out New Testaments. And we can't do it just one day there. But I just want, you know, I thought, well, the guys are working out in the hot sun. We need to stand out in the hot sun too. Olivia did do a very good rendition of Amazing Grace in front of Save a Lot and got complimented by a woman. But all in all, you know, we felt like since we didn't get to do what we had planned to do, to go to the Gap, God's hand was in this. God put us there for a reason. And if that reason was no more than for all of us to build a relationship with each other, then that's what we did. And I am so thankful for that. I am so thankful for these youth. And guess what, guys? I told Jonathan I'm going to be up there on Sunday nights. So I want to come up and spend more time with them because I was down here getting ready for this. I'll be there next Sunday. But I thank you all. I thank you all for the support you gave by giving some school supplies. I really thank Ellie Boshears. We had 25 pairs of new shoes that we took down that she bought with birthday money. So if you see Ellie, thank her for being so generous with that. And we ended up with 25 pairs of shoes, new shoes for these kids that'll be coming to get their school supplies. And we took quite a bit of stuff like that. My car was full. I couldn't even haul anybody with me down there when we went. But we thank the church for the support of missions. That's one reason I joined this church, was because it was mission-minded. And I could see that, and that is my heart. And so that was, you know, that was my draw here. And yes, and Wanda did cook most of the meals. Judy made the best biscuits, though, the night we had ham. They were really good. I stayed out of the kitchen. I don't like to cook anymore. But we did. We had a great. And these little books of John that I ordered, I think I ended up with two left, I think. They're very inexpensive. And it has the plan of salvation in the front of them. So, you know, if you want to see me, you want to get some of them. To hand out, to have ready. I'll be glad to direct you in the right direction for those. But when I challenged them to do it, and I think I was the one to end up not giving mine away. but they, you know, I challenged them, give it to somebody this week. And so they did that. And again, it was a great trip. And if you get it, somebody asked me this morning about, said, well, I thought about going, but I was afraid I couldn't do the physical stuff. I said, we have stuff that's not physical. We will give you something to do, and you won't have to build a ramp or wash down a swing set or put one together. I want to thank them for doing that for my brother. He's been sick and hadn't been able to do it for Abby, and so that was one of the projects that they did. And so I really thank them for that. And my brother kind of worked with us on getting some of this together. So, but it's been great. It was a great trip, and I'm sure Shannon will talk to you one-on-one if you want to ask her about her week. So, thank you.
What an encouraging night we've had. Thank you, Inez Mission Team, for sharing. As I will be very quick, as I was listening to you all share, I kept looking back to our core values, and what you all did this week was all—it was our core values. You all represented our church so well, and you all did this week what I think we as a church try to do. And I think our core values captured well what this week was all about. So thank you for going. And I don't know if Mickey's still up there or not, but we tried to record the audio of this, so we'll have that on our website as we did last week. So you can listen to it again, share that with somebody who didn't have a chance to make it. All right, let's stand together. Let me pray for us. And Mickey, did we get the audio recorded?
Yes.
All right, very good. We'll get that on the website this week. Let's pray together and we'll be dismissed. Father, thank you for tonight. And thank you, Lord, for what we've heard and just for each of these people, these adults and these students who served this week, who I think served well. And thank you, Father, that they represented you well this week and they represented us well and that they made a difference in the lives of people over near Inez. And Father, we just pray is that the gospel seed was sown and that the seed will take root, if not now, sometime in the future, because of what was done and said in your name this past week. God, we pray you would take us to our home safely tonight. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen.